It's my pleasure to welcome Jeff Kargus from the Iron Prior and District Food Bank. First of all, Jeff, tell me a little bit about yourself.
From White Lake, and my wife and I have been there for 34 years. We raised our children there as well. I worked at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise for about 35 years, and 2 years ago I got a severance package. Once I got the severance package, I'm pretty much full-time at the food bank. We do a pickup, a giant tagger of all the food on Friday mornings, and we deliver those to the food bank, and we unpack it all, put it all away. And then on Mondays, that's when the clients come in. My job right now as a food bank volunteer, there's a group of us that have to push the carts out for the clients. And there's a fairly steep ramp there, so obviously we don't want anybody to get hurt. One of the things that I really enjoy about doing that part of it is you get outside of the food bank so you can have a conversation with people. And a lot of people open up and they tell you their stories about their life and why they are where they are. And generally I tell the people, that's why we're here. Iron Prior is an extremely generous community, and a lot of local farmers, they donate their vegetables. One of the other things that I do is the Claybank Park on the White Lake Road. They plant a vegetable garden there. So because I live in White Lake, I stop at the Claybank Park on my way in on Monday mornings. So I pick all the fresh vegetables and take them into the food bank. A lot of times, too, the shopping carts, because we have a number of shopping carts, so somebody has to maintain those and things that need fixing to keep things moving. So I get involved with that as well. I also, for the food bank, there's a children's snack pack program. So through the church that I go to, they give grants out. I apply for that grant every year. It's a maximum of $1,000. So every year we've been very fortunate to get a $1,000 grant that goes to the children's snack pack program at the food bank. And my wife is a school teacher, so she sees children coming to school, and a lot of, not all of them, but some of them, they don't have what they need to get through the day. So some of them are hungry, right? So the purpose of the children's snack pack program is to make sure that children of school age, that they have some kind of a nutritious snack that during school day that they can have something, right? So that money helps to go and fund the cheese and crackers, the yogurts, and all those things that go into the snack pack.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I think the most thing I'm proud of is the fact that I can have some kind of influence on what happens at the food bank. Through the grant, for example, I feel that it's not just me, it's the people that I also fundraise with or that help me to get the $1,000 or to get the vegetables that we donate. I feel quite proud that I'm able to do that for the food bank. I've had a lot of success or luck, I guess you could say, especially raising funds for certain things. I find that a lot of people don't necessarily want to lead a charge to raise funds for a particular need or cause. But I find that as long as somebody is willing to run with it, like I said earlier, Iron Prior is a very generous community, and they're willing to pitch in.
Well, thank you for coming in to meet me. I told you the story about when we were doing the food drive at No Frills, and somebody said, how do you like working with Jeff? And now I can say, just great.
Well, thank you very much.